Efforts by the Republican establishment to block Donald Trump from winning the GOP nomination are not yet paying off, at least judged by yesterday's primary election results. Trump won in Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii. Ted Cruz did take Idaho. The Associated Press reports Trump now has 446 delegates, just over one-third needed to secure the party nomination. As we know, some prominent party leaders, led by former Governor Mitt Romney, are speaking out against Trump. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has this look at how the fight is playing out here in Massachusetts.
Mitt Romney is leading the current assault on Donald Trump, which he began last week and is continuing this week.
I think it was important to point out that Donald Trump is kind of a fraud, kind of a phony here.
Romney spoke earlier this week on WBUR's On Point. The blistering attack by the most recent Republican candidate on the current frontrunner is among the most surprising, even unprecedented moments of the campaign.
A candidate who equivocated about Ku Klux Klan, who disparaged Mexican Americans as rapists, who categorized all Muslims in the world, what, 1.5 billion of them, as not being right to come to the country. I just felt that at some point I had to make it very clear where I stood.
Romney is challenging Trump's record as a businessman, questioning his character, calling him a liar, a misogynist, and a dangerous bully. But to what end? Jeff Deal is a Republican state rep from Whitman in Plymouth County. He's also co-chair of the Trump campaign in Massachusetts. Deal says what Romney and the rest of the Republican establishment is trying to do is wrong.
It seems like they just sort of want to move the goal line, you know, every time Donald Trump shows even greater expansion of his support across the country. So, you know, I think that's a mistake for establishment to do that because it's really angering the base. I mean, Mitt Romney's work is sort of backfired in some ways.
Trump took almost 50% of the Republican primary vote in Massachusetts, his biggest margin of victory on Super Tuesday. In the city of Revere, more than 70% of Republican primary voters supported him. Rich Palladino of Revere usually votes Democratic, but says he likes the way Trump expresses himself.
I like his outlook, you know. He has some good ideas, you know. I think he's going to do well, you know. He has no experience, but I think he'll do well.
But Palladino says he wasn't swayed at all by the former governor, Mitt Romney.
I never cared much for Romney, to tell you the truth. I didn't vote for him, and I never liked Romney.
Donald Trump is proving to be far more popular than Mitt Romney ever was. In the primary so far, Trump has consistently polled better than Romney did in 2012, including here in Massachusetts. Again, here's Jeff Deal, co-chair of the Trump campaign in Massachusetts.
He got 45,000 more votes in this primary than Mitt Romney got in his primary 4 years ago.
So is Romney's attack on Trump having any effect at all?
In terms of effect, it's certainly preaching to the choir.
This is John Civilella, a senior fellow of law and policy at the Pioneer Institute in Boston and a political science professor at Columbia University. He says it's doubtful that Romney is discouraging Trump supporters. In fact, he's probably energizing them. But Civilella says the attack could help consolidate establishment opposition to Trump.
And we've been seeing that happening now in the upcoming primary states where millions and millions are being spent to hammer Donald Trump on a lot of these issues.
Former students say Trump University was a scam, costing up to $35,000 for an unlicensed illegal school that offered no actual degrees.
Now a case in point, this attack ad from a Stop Trump super PAC, one of several raising questions about Trump's business career and his scandal-plagued Trump University.
Trump is facing massive lawsuits for fraud and what one state attorney general calls fraudulent, illegal, and deceptive conduct.
Trump is responding to the attacks with both belligerence, calling Mitt Romney a failed candidate, and a call for Republican unity. Here he is on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think everybody should be unified. And frankly, we're building up numbers that are incredible within the Republican Party. You've been seeing whether it's South Carolina or New Hampshire. I mean, the numbers are astronomical. And I don't think they've ever seen anything like this, actually.
So can Trump's Republican opponents stop him? At this point, it will be difficult for one of the other three candidates to catch up with him. But they could deny him the needed number of delegates to win the nomination and then beat him in a contested convention. Again, here's Mitt Romney this week on Point.
I happen to think that Donald Trump would be a very bad thing for the party and for the country. So I'd rather have a contested convention than Donald Trump. We've done this before. Abraham Lincoln didn't win in the first ballot. It took a few ballots before we got to that guy.
But that's a risky strategy for Republicans, according to John Civilella. He says it would infuriate Trump followers and possibly push Trump toward a third-party run and torpedo the Republicans in November.
It's likely he's not going to go away quietly. And it's likely that a lot of these people who have been out voting for him are going to leave with him. A lot of the people who have been turning out in the primaries are simply not going to turn out, and you risk the general election.
As Trump continues to amass delegates, the stakes get larger for establishment Republicans like Mitt Romney. But whether Donald Trump wins the nomination or not, it's clear that he has already altered the Republican Party dramatically. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.